This one's for the culture, homies.
Dr. Shoggin, the blackest man on earth. What do you... The blackest white man from the Midwest, I'd have to...
I mean, at least I'm not Canadian. That gives me a leg up over a certain somebody I could name.
Oh, my God. Jesus
Christ. Guys know what's up. If you listen to this show, you are not the kind of person who's going on Twitter like, couldn't care about anything, really couldn't care about anything less than Drake and Kendrick beef. I was too busy. Following the Donald Trump trial.
Yeah, I was too busy learning about illegal algorithms on Rubik's Cubes. That was a stupid-ass rabbit hole I fell into this morning before work. I'm starting to, like, regress. My brain is starting to not work. I'm starting to get stupid.
No.
I'm starting to become stupider because I was trying to read an article.
Does your route take you to Jupiter?
Yeah, it literally does. There's Jupiter Street that I'm on.
That you go there to get more stupid or fuck, stupider. Man.
That's fucked up, dude.
You on a route that goes by a college so you can get more knowledge.
Get more knowledge. Yeah, fuck. I still gotta ask if I can get college.
Educate yourself.
Yeah, if I can get... Well, you're now witnessing the power of street knowledge. I'm surprised Drake hasn't dropped that, like... What is that? Have you ever seen that? Have you ever seen, I think it's CB4 or Cell Block 4. Have you ever seen that movie?
No, he did mention that he shouldn't go to Cell Block 1, though.
What? So. Nah, that's not a reference to that. But CB4 is a movie with Chris Rock and two other comedians. I can't remember who else was in it. Chris Rock was the notable person in it. But it was like a parody of, it was like the NWA movie, but years before it ever was even a thing. So like it was like a parody of the story of NWA, but about like three dudes who were like in a rap, and the most scary guy in the rap group, he was like always talking about how he's gonna kill people and how he sold drugs and how he's like the hardest dude. He like later on goes to reinvent himself to be like a revolutionary, and he gets accused of like not being black, and so he releases a song where he's like, "And I'm black, y'all, and I'm black, y'all, and I'm blacker than black, black."
Well,
and
I know that.
Yeah, that famous ass song. I'm legitimately surprised that Drake has not sampled that. Just use that, right? Because that's kind of all he could do at this point. That or just I think his move is to kill himself on Instagram Live. And write and be like, you did this to me. You know what I mean? Like, that's the only way you're going to see your way out of this. Or, like, to triple down and be like, yeah, I'm a pedophile and your boys are getting touched. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's, like, you got to lead into it. I'm John Wayne
Gacy.
That's
right, Kendrick, and I fucked your kids.
Yeah, yeah. just, you know what I mean? Like, there's no recourse. He's got nothing, dude. He can't,
He didn't come out with a song. Yeah, he came out with a song like, I'm not a pedophile. Man, you don't like pedophiles. What happened to you? Did you get molested? Hell, I'm too rich and famous to be a pedophile.
That's not even, I was like more shocked at like, you've fallen directly into my trap, my plan. He's doing the, you'd never get into an argument with the Sicilian that he's doing, right? Like that's, he's literally doing that, which is insane, dog. That's
step one, least false info. Step two, Kendrick tells everybody I'm a deadbeat and a pedophile. Yeah. Step three. Step four, total victory!
Yeah, insane. Absolutely insane. This is like, that's real Canadian brain. You know what I'm saying? Only a Canadian would think to do these kind of things. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I don't even know if I believe him or if he just saw like his stans on Twitter being like, hey, clearly you're falling for drinks. Clever tramp. And just ran with that. Like, either option is stupid.
Like, do you think Drake reads like hip hop Reddit? Like,
yeah.
Like that's, he has
I
to,
think
right?
Drake
like,
reads everything. Everybody writes about him all the time.
He's listening to the show right now, just in tears, being like, I lost them.
He's got moles in our camp. He's got us streaming us right now.
Oh my God, Jesus Christ.
Kendrick is gonna name check us in his next trap. Next song is gonna track. He's gonna be like,
yeah.
I heard that you were a pedo that said it on the Ain't Shit Show.
Yeah.
Heard it from a schizo.
Yeah, from a schizo.
But seriously, that trying to strike a chord is probably A minor.
People are like, but the funny thing about, the funniest thing about Kendrick stands, right, is that, like, they've come to expect, like, quintuple entendres, you know what I'm saying? Like, just insane. So they're like, they are becoming schizophrenics now because, like, people are like, did he say this? Because who's the guy from That's So Raven? Do you remember that guy?
No. Bill Cosby.
No. Orlando Brown or
Orlando Bloom. Something.
No, not Orlando Bloom.
Orlando Jones?
I think his name is Orlando Brown. I think I could be wrong on that one, but it's Orlando something. Anyways, he fucking, people are saying that because he was like, he did a bunch of meth and had a manic, like, episode and went on a bunch of podcasts and was claiming that Hollywood is full of pedophiles, which, like, no, duh, man.
We, yeah, everyone, man.
It is. But he was claiming it. In it, he says, like, oh, yeah, they want you to touch her vagina, and he says it like that, right? But he's like, he's just doing it because he's a schizo. And people are saying, like, Kendrick Lamar is referencing this, and, like, he's exposing all the pedophiles in Hollywood.
He does reference the Pass the Ox memes, so maybe, I don't know. I saw people trying to say when he was called, like, he's a 69, what was it,
69
God. It's like, oh, he's saying 16 ire, you know, he's eyeing 16-year-olds. Like, I don't think that's...
No, that's...
That sounds like a stretch.
It's because he calls himself the Six God, so, like, to make it freaky shit, maybe he's 69 God. Yeah, it's stupid. It's literal children's wordplay, but it slaps. It slaps when it comes from...
Yeah. Like, he's pretty complex, but, like, you know, he's not...
Well, like, what is it? That 616 in L.A. or whatever the fuck? Track dropped and people are like, this, it's the day that Pac died, and then people are like, it's like in 2001 of ancient, like, Mayan priestess. People are just coming up with insane shit and people are like fully believing it. It's so funny to me. They're like, Drake's son was born on 6/16, like, they're just like, Drake's illegitimate child that no one knows about, it was born on 6/16 in LA. Like, this man is releasing quintuple six. He's 6x16 entendres. it's insane, dude. But I don't know, man.
You see, if you look at the numerical values,
yeah,
who's not like us? You got A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H. You got eight. You got eight and five. Eight plus five. I don't know. I was homeschooled.
can't do that. We can't do math that high.
1 plus 3, 4. That's how old Drake likes.
Four times four, 16. Come on, dog.
1 plus 6, 7.
Yeah.
And what's 6 minus 9? -3. Plus -3 plus 7, 4. 4 again. You see the patterns here that Kendrick
to be my favorite, like, schizo activity when I used to ride the bus all the time. Because I used to ride the bus and there was like a street numerologist is the only way I could describe what he did. But he used to do, like, math. He's like, oh, I study like, numerology. And he used to say that he used to study numerology and forbidden math. And I was like, why would they forbid math, dog? Like who's out here being like, that's an illegal math? Like, that's illegal, dog. Anyways, so he used to say,
you know,
that.
I'm going to tell you about, put you on some game. Pythagoras' real theorem. Triangles do not have the area that they want you to think.
So he used to do this thing where he would be like, what's your birthday? And then you tell him his birthday. And then he would, like, give you your power numbers. Right, but he would always end up making them equal 777, or if he didn't like you, 666. Right, and how he would do that is how he would just start adding random numbers to get the numbers that he wanted. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, he would be like, so what you do is you take your number, your birthday, by this, then you add it by two. I'm like, wait, why? But why are you add it by two? He's like, there's man and woman, there's duality of life. So I'm like, what does it have to do with anything? He's like, and then you divide it by three. I'm like, well, what's the three for? It's like the Holy Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. I'm like, so what is this? Like, I miss that guy.
He's probably writing Genius Annotations right now.
Yeah, I hope that he's doing well. I hope he passes. What is that called? What is that thing you have to pass to become an accountant? A CPAC or something?
No, that's a. Maybe, but that's like a political fundraising thing.
Things can be two things. Did you know that? Did you know that shams, which are common, it's a common word for scam, also means something that you put a pillow inside of. Right? Did you know that?
Yeah, and if you make it British by calling them shammies, they're like little towels.
Oh yeah, there you go.
That make you go wow.
And if you want to get French with it, you can spell it all stupid, and it's a chamois, and then it's a type of leather, a gay leather. I don't know anyone who uses like chamois leather for any purpose other than just gay dudes, which is weird.
I don't know what it's usually used for.
Gay men tend to use chamois leather. There's like, you know what I was noticing? I don't know what changed, but there's not like fabric gays anymore. What happened to that? Right? Are you aware of this, Shugs? Are you aware of the fabric gay community?
The what?
Like, there's a type of guy that's gay for like a textiles. Right, like a fabric of some sort. I don't know how to explain. Okay, when I was younger and messing around with dudes on Craigslist, there used to be guys, like older guys always, and they would tell me to wear like gym shorts. They were like, if you're going to come through with like gym shorts, like the jersey material, like gym shorts. Like, that, don't wear underwear underneath it. That's what I want. I'm like, all right, cool. So I would show up, and they would spend like almost like 3 to 5 minutes sucking me through the gym shorts, and they got off on the feel of the gym shorts. And then there's other guys that were like, if you're gonna come, don't wear underwear, just wear jeans. Just wear your jeans. And they would like just rub their hard dicks on my jeans. And like, those guys are gone now. But I remember like particularly leather guys and chamois guys, like leather chamois were like two types of guys.
That yeah, chamois, they do make apparently. Okay, here we go. Chamois leather. Looks like it's mostly used for cloths.
Yeah, it's used for cleaning stuff, but there's guys who use it for nefarious homosexual sure. reasons. And I just
make some.
I'm like fascinated by, because like I feel like those guys are gone. Like
when was the last time you were hooking up with them? I mean, you aren't really leather doing that don't... as much. I met a bunch of leather daddies in Denver. I went to karaoke with them. They were great.
I haven't seen any leather daddies. Maybe it's,
well, that's because you're getting maybe gentrified.
It's the Bay. I think the Bay is losing its little funk that it used to have. The gay, yeah. It's not as gay as it used to be. I feel like Philadelphia is a much gayer city than fucking San Francisco is.
Probably.
Yeah, I think that because I know Philadelphia for being full of gay, like incredible down low gay sex, and like the in San Francisco you just have like guys once a year get together and bang each other on Folsom during the street fair, and like that's not that gay, that's not impressive to me, you know what I'm saying? Like that doesn't mean much to me, you know what I'm saying? Like in Philadelphia there's entire neighborhoods that people know to go to get fucked in the ass, you know what I'm saying? Like that's a different. They're operating on different levels out there, you know. Like
maybe you're just out of the loop because you've been out of the game.
I don't think so, man. I don't think so. I'm built different. I'm gay in different ways now. You know what I'm saying? I'm gay differently now. I do gay things in a weird way. I'm gay about women now. I care about women in gay ways.
And the guys that are gay about women don't get to find out where all the fucking and sucking is happening because
that's true.
Just out of the loop, man. It's all right. It's all right to get old.
It's not. I'm relevant, damn it.
Men just don't fucking suck each other as much anymore. It's like, I think you don't fucking suck dudes as much.
No,
anymore,
I don't
man.
Think. I think I'm of the opinion based on my like, you know, I'm deeply tapped in. Whether or not I'm participatory or not doesn't matter, because I'm still deeply tapped in, and I'm just noticing like. Like leather guys, it's not leather guys is like are kind of like always around, but it's the textile guys. Those guys are gone. what happened to them. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, leather guys are evergreen. There's always going to be leather guys because the, like, because the iconography of being a leather daddy exists. But, like, being, they used to call, like, I remember one guy used to refer to himself as a jean creamer. And I don't know how I feel about that. But, like, what happened to those guys? You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to say it was about the pants more than the fabric. Like,
no, it's
because
no,
otherwise, if they were really persnickety, no, come on over. In some, like, raw, unsaffarized Japanese selvage.
No. There used to be a guy that used to have me come over and wear, like, shoes. Like, wear, I don't know if they were his
shoes. Tell me more about this guy. I think I get into this guy.
Nah, he would just have me wear his, he would, like, it was just normal sex stuff. I'd get, like, a BJ while
I
was
wearing. I don't want to have sex with him. I just want to wear shoes. What kind of shoes did he have?
They weren't like anything special. Like, they were stinky and smelly.
Oh.
But they were like just tennis shoes, like Asics and shit. Lame. You know what I'm saying?
Ew.
Like, yeah. Yeah. Like, just dad shoes, like Skechers. You know what I'm saying? Like, just stuff that was, it was weird. He would have me put them on with no socks.
Skechers.
Then, yeah. He wanted those me to not, like, wear socks.
Those are sperm donor shoes, man.
Yeah, they're weird.
Those aren't even dad
weird.
Shoes.
It was just a bizarre, it was bizarre. That was his thing, though. But, I mean, like, those guys, I feel like, don't really exist. Or, like, they don't exist anymore, I feel like. They're all furries now. They've stopped being as weird in that way. They started just, do you know what I'm saying? Because I still see that stuff. I still see, like, guys who are like, yeah, I'm, like, a jean furry. Which, you're complicating things. Because, like, you got fur all over your body. Like, well, how would you feel the jeans with the fur? You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to pretend to understand it, man.
I mean, they must, because, like, if you put, like, a little sweater on a cat, they notice.
Yeah, I guess so. But, like, I don't know. I'm just getting it. Like, it's bizarre. You know what I'm saying? Like, those guys are gone now. I feel like, you know, like...
Jay Brandstetter, please contact us and explain this.
Jay, you got to come on the show again so we could figure this out, get to the bottom of this.
We need to talk about your friends' sex lives, because we have questions.
I do. It's just, what happened to the textile gays? Where are they? What are they doing currently? You know what I'm saying? Like, where are they meeting? Where are they?
They're probably arguing with Dye Workwear on Twitter.
they have to be, right? Like, because, like, maybe they've just, like, gone conservative. You know what I'm saying? Like, maybe they just were like, this is the real degeneracy, and then they decided to just become Catholics, and now they're just going, like, ham. Because, like, they always, the guys that I used to meet, they always had that, like, that mentality. Do you know what I'm saying? They're like I'm only like two or three bad sexual experiences away from just going full Nazi. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, like, it was a bizarre, I don't know. I've been thinking about these guys a lot, because, like, all of the textures.
And what do you do when you think about them? Do you think about them when you're alone? Do you think about them at night?
No, when you're, like, all of the textures of the male clothes are bizarre. They're weird. And I'm thinking, yeah, like, I'm thinking that it's like, there's got to be, like, one, like the guy who decides the postal uniforms has to be, like, the biggest textile gay, because, like, there's no reason for any of these materials to feel the way that they feel. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, all of it is bizarre. Like, the shirts are like a, like, what is that called? The chambray material, where it's like a jean, like almost like denim, but it's very soft.
I know the material you're talking about. Well, it's good for, you know, I mean, everything I especially since you become a mailman, I've been noticing mailmen and what they wear more lately. I'm like, okay, actually that all makes sense to me. Like, at the company, I mean, they got to produce things in large quantities. You know how governments are.
Yeah, but, like, why wool? Why fucking wool pants?
Oh, wool pants are the fucking best. First of all, wool is breathable in the summer and the winter. It's a good material. It's very durable. A lot more durable than, like, denim or cotton. It's antimicrobial, generally, a lot of the time. I think merino is. I'm not sure about whatever wool they're using for you. But it'll keep you warm in the winter and cool in the summer. It's it's sturdy.
And then, so...
It's just good shit. Wool pants used to be the standard. before the jeans.
The black line, right, that runs down the wool pants is like a rayon of some kind, right? Yeah. So, like, it doesn't make any fucking sense. And, like, listen, you're talking all these cool things about those pants. You're wrong on all of those. Those pants are hot as fuck. Yeah. And they're hot as hell during the summer, and they're fucking cold as balls during the winter. So they do nothing but add pain to your... Most of the mailmen that I work with do not wear them. They wear, like, their own shit. In fact,
I see a lot of mailmen wearing shorts, even in the winter. They're kind of goofy like that. They'll have their shorts on, and they'll have their, like, little you know, high-tech Under Armour long underwear mm-hmm. on, sticking out under it, and their little hiking mm-hmm. boots, and mm-hmm. they look... Mm-hmm. I love the look. I fucking... And then the UPS, one of the UPS guys, they got, like, that same, like, black, you know, the Under Armour kind of underwear. But then they got this, like, little almost like a short-sleeve jumper with romper with shorts that they wear. And they... They just look... I don't know. I'm enjoying parcel carrier looks. They're very cool.
I wish they would let me deliver mail in chain mail. You know what I'm saying? Like, just fully armored. Or, like, yeah. tactical gear with, like, bullet, like, but I can keep pens and stuff in there. Because that's the three things that I need the most of is pens and change.
Yeah, so right? Your pants are probably bulky and not, like, you know, the best wool stuff. Because
it sucks.
Yeah, I mean, I've been trying to find some, like, nice old high-waisted wool trousers on Etsy. And that vintage fucking shit goes. Those are expensive pants, man. Mm-hmm. But they're worth it. I mean,
no, I'm like fully. I believe in high tech. I wish if there was a way for me to wear like LEDs into everything. You know, sew LEDs in everything that I own. I would do that if I was able to like have that high vis shit. You know what I'm saying? The stuff that like blinds you if you put any light source towards it. Everything I own would be that in black. Everything. You know what I'm saying? Like I would just
the 3M material that like. Yeah. This magic.
Yeah. Very like plasticized material. If there was a way for them to weave like metals so that they felt like fiber, I would wear that. You know what I'm saying? Like that's how I would deliver mail in like a full, like in a wetsuit, essentially. Like in a metal wetsuit.
That's how aluminum pants. Because it'd probably be aluminum would what they do it out of.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't think they would. I don't think it would work. I don't think it would work because I think that, like, the metal would not work. Yeah, it just wouldn't work.
You wouldn't want to wear it if it's too hot out or cold out. So you wouldn't want to wear it unless it's extremely comfortable outside, like, temperature-wise, I think.
Mm-hmm. No, that
pants,
isn't
bad. I said pants.
I don't give a shit about the temperature. Like, I'm willing to suffer for the fashion. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, I'm not willing stuff.
To... Did you find aluminum pants?
Yeah, well, crazy. I found metal pants.
What are metal
NSA pants? Carbon armor. They're $400.
Aluminized pants. For what purpose do they make these pants?
Protection from radiant heat, sparks, and molten metal splash hazards.
Okay.
It's 19-ounce aluminized OPF para-aramid. Reinforced seats, seams, belt loops, and snap closure. Trouser-style overpant. Yeah.
The only other thing I've ever seen that I was like when I saw them and was like I need a pair of these and I never bought them but I like would if I could are the fucking electrician pants.
Okay, here's some that are more fashion. They're also aluminum. How much are they? Okay.
I like that you sent me
$135. That's not bad.
That's not bad at all. I like that you sent me that $600 hat, and you're like, I would like this but fake $700 yeah. hat.
And yeah, like, it's cool green plaid, kind of a plaid sort of plaid checker, big chunky boxes, real good looking Louis Vuitton hat. But it's way too much. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd love it in fake.
Your aesthetic, your aesthetic is beginning to make more sense to me than, you know, like it always has made, you've always aesthetically made sense to me, but like I'm able to like visualize it better. Do you know what I'm saying? Because like your aesthetic is like, like 70s reporter, you know what I'm saying? Or like golf hobo.
Golf hobo is pretty good.
Yeah, golf hobo.
I've also got stoner cowboy, tiki goth.
Yeah. 70s
tech
reporter,
wear hobo,
but like,
would be good. Yeah, I'd like working towards that, but I don't like synthetic materials that much.
It would be 70s porn reporter, like a guy who reports, but he's also filming porn. You know what I'm saying? Like a guy, I don't know how to explain that, but that's kind of close. But like golf hobo is a pretty good example of another one. Like a guy who's wearing the filthiest like checkered pants you've ever seen. And you're like, why is he wearing that? And a leather jacket. You know what I'm saying?
My sex also very influenced by the seventh Doctor from Doctor Who. Mm-hmm.
So
the one in the Panama hat. I was thinking about him the other day as I was watching a video about Doctor Who costuming, because I love costuming. I was like, oh, the kind of hobo presenting guy who's actually sort of dark and sinister, who hangs out with his lesbian sidekick. I wonder where I got all my shit from.
I'm down almost two t-shirt sizes now. And so
you're
like,
looking less broad.
Yeah, it sucks, right? I look sucked up and gay and fucked up, and I hate it, dude. I've been trying to like force myself to eat. I've been like taking creatine like way too much. Like, dude, I hate the way I look now, dude. Everyone's like, Marcos, you look great, man. And I'm like, I look like death, dude. I
gotta buy new pants.
Yeah, this fucking sucks dick. I'm down like almost eight sizes in my pants. And I'm fucking down two shirt sizes. Like,
what are you down to?
30. I was a 42, and now I'm a fucking 30-something. Like a 33, 34. Yeah.
I have a pair of 40s around here. I think I'm about down to, honestly. I'm like, oh, fuck.
I'm like starting to become thin. My belly doesn't hang as much as it used to. It's like, I don't know. I'm like self-conscious about how skinny I'm getting. I don't like it, dude.
I had to punch another hole in my belt to make it tighter. I've moved down three belt loop sizes. Like,
what have you been doing,
Matt? I walk everywhere. I've been eating better. I've been eating like salads a lot, and
dude, I'm
proud
of you,
my
man.
Vitamins, and I'm, you know, doing
that's
better.
That's the Marcos effect, I feel like.
I think so. Even like my girlfriend, I'm between, you know, I've got encouragement and stability. And
You look good, because I remember the last time that I'd seen you, but like a few years ago, there was a moment when you were teetering on the edge of Henry Dubois. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, just,
yeah, well, I was
like,
on a lot of drugs all the time then, too.
Yeah, like, you look like a corpse that was animated by, like, I have to solve a mystery. I'm like, okay, dude. All right.
I had kind of convinced myself that you really only actually need 6 hours of sleep as a lifestyle, like, philosophy choice.
I do remember that era, and it was not good for you, man.
It's weird, because you really do feel fine after 6 hours of sleep, but stuff secretly happening in the background that you aren't aware of. You feel wake up like, wow, I feel actually a little better than when I get 8 hours of sleep. But then like 3 weeks later, it starts to like, ah.
My mental health, since I've started to get skinnier, my mental health has deteriorated horrifically. I am probably the most insane I think I've ever been. Christine is constantly on the verge of leaving me because of how insane I am being all the time, right? Like, I'm constantly flip-flopping between being like, I'm a true-born American patriot, and like, I'm also from Haiti, and I've seen horrible things, and you don't know the culture, Christine, you'll never understand us. And also, I'm not Mexican, you're Mexican. Like, just, I'm not making any sense anymore. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I don't know what the fuck is going on with my brain anymore. I tried to read an article about illegal algorithms with Rubik's Cubes this morning, only to get sunned by Robot Sun. And he was like, that's not how Rubik's Cubes work. And I'm like, fuck, dude. I was struggling. I was like trying to read. Well, I was literally, there was a moment in my life when I was driving and trying to look up an article about illegal algorithms and Rubik's Cubes. And like, I was, you know, like not doing it at red lights like a normal person would, but like while I'm driving, trying to Google things to try and be like, no, I did read the article.
We gotta take away your phone.
You gotta take away everything from me. It's bad. I I'm just fucking losing.
No, you can
my
do it
mind,
at home. Just don't do it while you're driving.
I'm losing my fucking mind. I'm losing my fucking marbles. It's bad, dude. Every night when I go to sleep, I have nightmares, and the nightmares, they're not nightmares, they're just like dreams, but the dreams are like game shows, and I've been like dreaming up game shows about things. A nightmare to a normal person is like I woke up and all my teeth are bugs, or like I had a dream and the dream was that like I was late for a test and I was naked. You know what I'm saying? Those are regular nightmares for people. But for me, the nightmares that I've been having have been being like I invented a game show called What Is This? And like I'm plagued. I'm followed by like a constant chat that's streaming and being like, what the fuck is this? And I'm like, I don't know. I don't know. Help me. I'm confused.
There's times lately when you've been posting in school chat and yeah. I'm like, huh. Or you're like, man, I think I fucked the post office, man. I'm like, yeah, we gotta get you back into a cubicle under some soul-sapping fucking fluorescence. I'm concerned. We need to get you back into a Joe versus the Volcano kind of type situation.
Yeah, dude, I don't know, man.
You're thriving too much. You're a carnivorous plant that feeds on itself.
Yeah, it's bad, dude. I'm thriving so much. I'm doing so well. I'm so mentally well, it's insane.
You're thriving, just like the reactor at Chernobyl was thriving. Yes.
It's bad, dude. Like, oh, man.
I'm a true-born son of Xi Jinping.
Yeah, I'm a true-born son of Xi Jinping.
Fucking Pol Pot had the right idea.
No nerds,
reason up, let me stick it in.
Yeah,
I'm the only real homosexual left in the United States of America.
I am textile gay. I will suck your dick.
Textile gays
jeans.
Were all wiped out in the
Great Apocalypse. Yeah. The dick sucking wars is crazy.
The black Israelites don't want you to know that they are behind. They are funding Hamas to fight the white Israelites.
Yeah, the black Israelites did 9/11. Oh, my God. It was the wrong Jews you guys were blaming. Jesus Christ, dude. Fuck. Oh, my God.
They had a mole in Hitler's camp feeding him false information.
They had a mole in Hitler's camp saying he had an 11-year-old daughter.
Jesus Christ. Vessi Stata, you're talking about.
You know what's fucked up? Wait, hold on. I got to talk
Hitler,
about this.
Hitler killed 6 million Jews, as addicted to methamphetamines, gave his gay little buddy in the film industry and has a secret daughter and is invading all of it. I don't have a daughter.
I have to bring this up, but every episode for the past like 6 or 7 episodes, Hitler gets brought up, dude. What's going on?
Why he's just a sad fill-in for Based Racist. We miss him, and we got a sad, poor substitute.
This is true. But also, I think it's just because like the Overton window has moved very far. Do you get what I'm saying? Now you just have to – he's the only guy that's relevant anymore. You just got to bring it up. You know what I'm saying? Like we've moved – we've just accepted that this country is full of Nazis now. So like now you got to – you got to bring him on board. You got to make a joke about
even
their
the left,
favorite guy.
A lot of leftists are starting to experiment with parts of his ideology.
Yeah, right. I've noticed this recently. All of my old people that used to follow me from my old account, my original @ show account, all the people who like made the jump over from when I switched over to this account, all those old mutuals, they're now all like hardcore reactionary, like straight up just like, you know, I think Elon Musk, Nick Fuentes unbanning is a good thing, right? Like it's going to make the left stronger. Yeah, what the fuck are you talking about, dude? Or the other side, or they're like, they're just trad cats now, or they're like some kind of trad. You know,
they're weak,
like,
man. They're fucking weak. And this is a pet peeve of mine. Look, we all have those moments when we're like, man, these guys are on my side are all like just the dumbest people you've ever heard. And they've got like boot-shaped faces and little indents in them just like I mean, why wouldn't the cops? This hole was made for me. But then, I think, I'm not the world's biggest. I don't think protest is a very effective thing. I think it's kind of silly. But also, I'm not going to get, call out. No opinion. Noah, what's his fucking name on Twitter with the Lord Conti head? Posts himself in a blazer and hey dudes today. Fucking dipwad. Fucking liberal. Fucking out here. The protesters are cringe, but I don't like seeing cops beating people, you know? I'm not going to turn fucking pro-cop just because I don't like some people. He's out here fucking retweeting Fox News shit just to say, geez, campus guys are cringe. And it's so... Some people have no integrity, man. Some people have absolutely no integrity. Mm-hmm. And the heat, it gets too hot. And the fucking shit gets too hot, and their tiny little simple minds, my side's cringe, then the other side must be less cringe. Mm-hmm. Or they start letting bits in, and, I follow plenty of interesting characters on Twitter who I don't particularly agree with a lot of the time. But, I don't know, I can read a tweet from a reactionary and not be like... Maybe. I don't feel the Hitler particles in me vibrating and start metastasizing. But I also have Bob Dobbs in the Church of the Subgenius as the ultimate antiviral in my head. It doesn't stop all subgeniuses or all Discordians. Mm-hmm. I was listening to thing with Lexi about Ong's hat today, which is great, and we should do something like that. And I was thinking also, we should, hey guys who listen to us, do you know any, real fucking weird stuff online? Some genuinely independently weird shit that you aren't sure what to make of? Send it to us, because I'd kind of like to make a little website that's just, a compendium of, links to actual interesting, bizarre schizo shit, instead of just having to hope that you run into it and it's not just a 19-year-old faking it because they just read a Wikipedia article on the body without organs or something. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know. They're on philosophy Reddit. Mm-hmm. Discordians. You know how you can't really tell if anything's real or not in this world? Mm-hmm. And you thank a Discordian, man. We won.
I think I don't know, man. My opinion is too nuanced to pronounce in human words. Do you know what I'm saying?
Have you tried throat singing it?
Let's see. Pol Pot.
Have you tried? Have you tried vibrating it in Enochian?
No, no. I do think that I don't know, dude. I'm starting to understand. I understood that this is eternal. This is the eternal recurrence of nothing really changes. Protest doesn't get shit done. Crime does. Do you get what I'm saying? But
not just leaving your fucking shit all over the campus lawn. Come on, guys, pick up after yourself.
Crime is. Illegalism is kind of the only way, because America functions as a business, and most things, very few things morally are illegal, right? So killing, immoral, most of the time, illegal, right? Rape, illegal, fucking because it's immoral. Pedophilia, all that stuff, immoral, illegal. Those are very baseline. Most cultures have that.
Yeah.
It's not just a Western thing. It's a very simple thing. But beyond that, in America, most shit is not morally... most things that are illegal are not morally... There's no moral area.
Insider trading. Oh, man, you knew something. If I have 500 shares of Dookie Incorporated and my friend messed up, don't tell anybody, but you know President Bobby Brown, how he's got that collection of little shoes? Mm-hmm. Well, you didn't hear it from me, but the feds are raiding him on Wednesday. I think it's stupid not to sell your shares.
Yeah.
But exactly. Apparently that's against the law.
That's the law, yeah.
And know a good lawyer.
If you guys know anything about any upcoming FCC or, FCC or whatever the fuck it is, whoever the governing body is, if you know anything about anyone getting raided...
It's a victimless crime.
I get why it's illegal in the logical sense. It's because, like, what ends up happening is you get super insiders. You get guys, and then it becomes impossible for anyone to break it, which I get, you know, why that would be bad in the larger context of things. But what I'm getting at is that, like...
It's really just a way for rich people to snitch on each other.
Yeah, it's true. But
because how else are they going to know that you knew something unless somebody who knows you knows?
What I'm getting at is that, like, if your protest is effective, it becomes illegal, right? And, like, used to be no one gave a... Open carry was not something that anyone gave a fuck about, right? Like, people, it was the Second Amendment was the thing that everyone kind of just knew and understood and enjoyed. And there was no opinion on whether or not you could or couldn't carry guns in public. Everyone knew don't carry guns in a city. If you're a homeowner, don't carry guns in the city unless you're intending to use it, because it's fucking psychotic. In the rural areas, it's whatever, because guns are out there. People are aware that you got to kill 40 or 50 feral hogs or whatever the fuck is going on. But, like, it wasn't a problem until the Black Panthers decided to show up to Congress with guns. And then it became, hey, not only is that fucking illegal, like, this is now discourse. Now we're going to discourse about it. And it changed the nature of the game. And that is effective protest because it changed, right? Nobody gave a single fuck about, like, people, I don't know. A lot of my historical analysis on, like, how I came to the left, how I was radicalized, and how I understand real leftism comes from the Black Panther Party, mostly just because everything that they fucking did ended up becoming illegal, which is essentially a victory in the large eyes, in the historical context of America. Because at some point in time, America made the decision, if we don't do something about this, we're going to lose. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, that's fucking, that is victory. And,
but
like,
if they make it illegal and then everything stops, I mean, all you've done is got a new law on the books.
Yeah, it's true. I don't know what they could have done differently. Other than
I think the establishment likes the protests and is possibly behind them because it gives them a chance to get lots of videos to show you how powerful the cops are and what state violence can really do to you. And, you know, that's good if they're scared. If you're scared, that's good PR for them.
It's true.
And yeah, I mean, yeah. They don't care that you're going to stand out there with a sign. They do kind of care that you're clogging up the walkways, though, and they'll beat the shit out of you for that. Mm-hmm. And, I think so. I agree. You got to, you know, standing in a lawn isn't doing anything. But also, that doesn't matter. I don't think the cops should be beating people up.
I agree with you 100%.
And fuck people that, like, get this, like, weird brain turnaround where, like, they want vegan snacks.
Do you
want
to know?
I saw some people, like, I've seen people, like, actually, if you're ordering food, anything like this, maybe don't get pizza, because it's very inconsiderate. It's like, you know, 95% of people are going to be fine with pizza, man. But, all right, I don't see them. Be like, man, I hope a cop caves this guy's skull in.
I have seen those guys online. but I think, so this is the, I guess this is the hybrid theory. This is the breakout fucking.
The Wesley Willis Lincoln
Park
theory.
Yeah, this is the breakout Linkin Park theory. Linkin Park album theory. The idea of, like, once it becomes illegal, then you organize harder to make it profitable, and then you can continue doing it. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, that's because that's essentially how the drug trade functions, right? And, like, I think, and I know that people get mad at me for this take, but, like, narco communism and narco futurism is the future. The shit that, like, I'm aware that the shit that the cartel does is fucking grisly and horrific, but I'm also further aware that they learned that they literally were taught that shit from CIA agents from the United States on how to deal with problems. Do you know what I'm saying? So, like, a bit of it is like column A, column B type shit, but also ultimately, like, real freedom is financially viable, but the only way to freedom is through, at least, like, for them, is through, like, narcotic trade, right? So I don't know how to monetize these fucking protests other than like getting guys on a screen, like guys like Hasanabe fucking, you know, soaking up attention and subs and turning that into money. Do you get what I'm saying? But he's, you know what I'm like, you there.
I'm
there's
sure
gotta
he'll
be,
use it for good.
Yeah, I'm sure he. Yeah, sure. Like, just like if you really want good in this world and change in this world, why don't you go to patreon.com/thehomiecollective? Give us a dollar and or more, and we will buy nukes. We will
buy ourselves modest houses and spend most money into nukes. No, and I know where to get one for a good price. I know a guy.
Yeah. I'll buy an ICBM, right? And I will. I'll start a war with Mexico, dude. I will false flag Mexico and have us get us invaded, dog.
Can we
How about
a better
that?
Country like that? What, are we really gonna false flag the homeland? I guess it'd be pretty punk rock to blow up your favorite country.
Yeah, exactly. And then, like, you know what I'm saying? I have nothing to answer for it. You know what I'm saying? Like, what is Joe Biden gonna do? Come on, say like, look, I don't know why he did that. Just like, hey, listen, he didn't speak for the rest of us. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, that's kind of hard, dude. I don't know why this guy.
We have less nukes, but we're more willing to use them.
Yeah. I will fucking buy state secrets and send them to North Korea, dog. You give me, listen, you give me enough money, we'll do it. All right. We'll fucking, anyways.
I always thought the best, like, retirement plan would be just, like, defect to North Korea and become a little anti-American propaganda puppet for them and live the high life, but I'm under the impression that that's been tried and hasn't worked out, so maybe I gotta reconsider. Cuba, maybe? You guys, if you're listening?
Vietnam. Vietnam is where I'm going.
Oh, God. Ugh.
What do you mean, ugh? Vietnam's tight, dude. It's Vietnam or Laos.
Vietnam's tight. White people in Vietnam are the least tight. Like those are some of the worst white people in other countries.
Yeah, absolutely. But I'm not, first off, I'm not white. Second off, right, they're gonna, Vietnam, I'm, listen, this is a believable fact, right? Irish people are constantly being like, Mexicans, we're just like Mexicans. And sure, dude, yeah, cool. You guys drink, you guys do Catholicism.
More Mexicans are more like us, but yeah.
Whatever, dickhead. But, you know, you guys do Catholicism. You guys have a lot of unprotected sex with bad bitches. And you guys love cocaine and whiskey. You know what I'm saying? Like this, and alcoholism and working hard. Sure, those are all like Mexican things. But Vietnam is oft overlooked because these motherfuckers are working insane hours, insane, like just brutal jobs for very little pay and partying harder than anyone I know on earth. Do you know what I'm saying? And they go home to kitchens and food that fucking slaps insanely hard. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, the quintessential Mexican experience is being consistently tired, dying, and like still having the fucking the wherewithal to go out there, get drunk, and fucking eat some delicious ass food. So
I mean, if you're going for like artisanal Mexicos, I mean, Brazil gets all that, except you don't work hard.
Well, also Brazil also. It has slavery still, dog. So I don't know if I want to go to Brazil.
Yeah, they do.
And I talk so much shit about Brazil that I'm afraid to go to Brazil. If someone ever tells me come to Brazil, it is a trap. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm deeply anti-Brazil. Like, I think Brazil needs to be changed deeply before I'm willing to set foot in Brazil. I don't know, dude. I definitely think that Vietnam is my retirement. My three retirement choices are buying an entire neighborhood in Detroit for like $10,000, right? Like, I think that would probably be cool. Buying a houseboat and living on the Baltimore Marina and just accosting local colleges.
Slavery was abolished in Brazil in 1888.
Dog, slavery never really goes away, man. It's one of those things. I think they changed the definition of slavery, but it still exists. Because I read articles about, I'm thinking about like human trafficking, but like they human traffic themselves. If that makes any sense, they do like, I don't know how to explain it in a way that would make sense to. I would have to like decompress a bunch of Brazilian knowledge that's half remembered from a bunch of other shit. But yeah, they're still doing slavery in Brazil. It's just different. It's just called something different now. It's just like in the, what is it, in India with the case.
They were the last country to abolish slavery.
Yeah, I felt like it was...
But better late than ever, you know?
1800 is not that long. 1888. That is not that long ago, dude.
Yeah,
that's
pretty close to the 20th century.
Yeah, dude. Jesus fucking Christ, man.
That's holy like the shit. 19th century version of 1988.
Yeah, that's... Rick James was alive back in the 1888s. The 1800s version, the steampunk version of Rick James was still around.
She's like, give it to me. Super contraption.
Yeah, give it to me, baby. Oh my God. Super contraption. She's a ne'er-do-well. Ne'er-do-well. Oh my God.
She's waiting in the foyer.
Yeah. Now you're just doing...
With Oriental Prince.
You're doing... What's his name? Fuck, you're just doing Duncan Wedderburn. That's all... He was doing a Rick James impression.
She's a super friend. Yeah. She's a very special girl.
Yeah.
The kind you don't bring
home to mother.
Mama.
Yeah. Jesus Christ, dude. The super contraption sounds like it almost sounds like a Rob Zombie song. it sounds like early Rob Zombie. She's like, it's a super contraption. They're like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like that's I'm imagining that now. Jesus Christ, dude. Actually, I went through I was listening. So I've been listening
get
to
on
so
up.
Much.
Get on the scene like a sex contraption.
Yeah, like a super contraption.
Christ.
I've been
working automaton in show business. James Burgundy.
I've been thinking so much. So I've been listening to I've been listening to too much music, right? Like I've listened to so much music, I'm burnt out on music. Like I don't know what else to listen to. And so like randomly I was like, I've never listened to every single Rob Zombie song. I should probably just do that. And I did, and I discovered something, right? It's like, well, I discovered two things. One, nobody ever gives Rob Zombie shit for being a white guy with dreads. Nobody. Nobody ever is like, oh, it's so problematic that he's doing dreads. And I was thinking about why. It's because he's just a dirty motherfucker.
Yeah, he didn't set out to have dreads. He just never brushed his hair for years and years and years.
Yeah,
and, just...
and that's tight. That's, you know what I'm saying? That's how you do that without appropriation. He's like, no, I'm just dirty, dude. I'm disgusting. You know what I'm saying? And like, that is cool. It's cool as hell, right? It's authentic. And then secondly, he's kind of girly pop. A lot of the music that he's kind of a theater kid. A lot of the music that he makes is theater kid coded. It's always like these like really like almost like Phantom of the Opera synths like and then him being like, I want to kill an animal. Like it's, you know what I'm saying? Like it does. It's
a lot more like Alice Cooper than like Marilyn Manson.
Yeah. And Marilyn Manson is I re-listened.
Rapist.
Yeah, that too. I re-listened
apparently.
To him and he's just the Deftones. He's just the Deftones with no emotion, which you know, that's great. It sucks. Like, no passion. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, just like all of the creep, when the Deftones do like weird and creepy stuff, they put a lot of passion and emotion into it. And it like subverts the like creepy aesthetic that they're going for versus like him just being like, nope, this is rapist music. Like, this it's fucking weird, dude.
And
like,
you outgrow that Marilyn Manson shit, but nobody's ever going to outgrow Dracula. That's just. That's about banging
a
bad bitch in the back of, like, a fucking Munster's car.
Yeah, a hot rod.
It's about, you saw that, like, it is about a Hanna-Barbera cartoon monster squad car and having sex in the back end.
With a guy who looks like Guy Fieri, like a goth chick, it's essentially about Guy Fieri pulling a goth chick. That's
banging Elvira in the back of a wacky racer car.
Yeah. And it's fucking it's a bop, dude. It slaps. He's got a song for the House of a Thousand Corpses soundtrack, he's got a song called Red Hot Pussy Lickers. And it's like, and it's like the song.
That's like Lickers, a Ween song title.
But the it's Lickers spelled like liquor that you drink. Do you know what I'm saying?
So oh, like, how yeah. Much like Kendrick, he's doing the he's doing the quadratic entendres here.
And the song is about literally he uses quotes from the movie, from the House of a Thousand Corpses movie. He uses quotes of his wife saying, "I like to get fucked up and do fucked up shit," and that's the song basis. And you know what I'm saying? And like, it's good. It's crazy how good it is. It shouldn't be good. It's like bow now 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 now, and it just slaps. It's I hate it, dude. I'm obsessed with it now. I can't stop listening to Rob Zombie. What the fuck is going on?
Rob Zombie rules. You saw it's old school. It's very old now, but like. Yeah. When people on Facebook like were be like, "Does baby metal do it? Fuck it, they're not even real metal." Yeah, and Rob Zombie's like, "Fuck off, man! These girls bro hard. What the fuck are you doing, sitting on your ass being a sourpuss? Fuck off!" Like, yeah.
you know who I hate for not doing more things is Wes Borland from fucking Limp Bizkit. I get mad at him because he's mad. He's a mad, interesting guy, but he just doesn't do it. Like, he's all show. He's literally all show and nothing else. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I don't know if you're aware of this, but like the rest of the fucking band of what is it called? Of Limp Bizkit.
Oh, you want to talk about aesthetics, by the way. Fred Durst,
yeah.
Starting to get in parody with kind of what I feel like. Old man Fred Durst is very on, and I are on the same wavelength sometimes. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, he gets it.
Yeah, he gets it. He's just leaning into the dad aesthetic. You know what I'm saying?
It's like, which is very... today he's doing like a dispensary cowboy. Very cool. Very cool.
He's the, I legitimately believe that he's the dark version of the lead singer of Tool, Maynard Keenan James, or whatever the fuck his name is. Because like, that guy, it like on paper sounds like he would rock, and he sucks in real life. Do you get what I'm saying? And like, Fred Durst on paper sounds like he would suck, and then you see him, and he's funny. You know what I'm saying? Like he understands his role and his place. And so like they're like chiral in a way, like they're the fucking opposite of each other.
Speaking of Hitler, you've also said chiral. I think on like the last five episodes in a row too.
That's my new favorite word because it just means mirror.
Kind of network. Yeah.
It means mirror image, but like the same but different. it's a fancy way of saying that. And I learned it I keep reading that fucking Negrestani book. What was that guy Reza Negrestani, the Cyclonology, and like, or Cyclonopedia, and like all the words he uses just fucking get into my, like saying vector, right? So today I was working, I was fucking delivering mail, and the lady was like, "Oh, when do you think you're gonna be done?" And I was like, "Oh, my vector of arrival, I don't know, I can't even see it." And she's like, "What the fuck are you saying? What time are you gonna be back?" I'm like, "I don't know, bitch." And then I hung up on her. Whenever I get done with it, dude.
You gotta stop for a minute. Gotta, we need to get you some like highlights for kids.
I gotta get back on my Goofus and Gallant posting.
Gotta get you on some like Hardy Boys or something simple.
Actually, fuck. The knowledge. I wanna, before we go, we're almost done. We're almost at an hour, but I do wanna tell the story about something because I'm finally starting to understand it. All right. So there's a book by my favorite author. His name is Will Self. It's called The Book of Dave. And like the whole point of the book is that it's about this like taxi driver, and the taxi driver fucking hates his wife and like only really cares about his kid, and he's like going through like really bitter divorce. And the reason why he's going through this divorce is because he's obsessed with something called the knowledge. And it's like all the old cabbies who drive around in London are capable of getting anywhere at any point in time in the fastest possible route without, like, having to look at a map. And it's because they've memorized every map and all the times of where everything is, and then they could just start kind of, like, start feeling the flow of where things should be and when they can't. You know what I'm saying? I don't know how to explain that. But they call it, it's like internal GPS that updates live, and they're connected and plugged into, like, the live network of every driver. And so, like, anyways, there, it's called The Knowledge, and he's obsessed with, like, capturing the knowledge and proving his knowledge. And he becomes so weirdly obsessed with it that he starts writing down both his thoughts about his bitch wife and his attempts to get the knowledge in, like, a metal. He, like, is carving it out of, like, these, he's made a book made of metal, and he's, like, carving it into the metal that he's, like, you know, all of his, like, diagrams and of the knowledge and, like, complaints about his bitch wife and how she doesn't let him see the kids and stuff, right? And, like, so then that's one half of the book is explaining that. And then fucking, then a nuclear holocaust happens, and then, like, 2,000 years later, humans are, like, trying to rebuild, and they find his book, and it's, like, the last book that has not, like, completely disintegrated because it's carved out of metal. And they form a religion around it based on the knowledge. And it's, like, a heavy, it just hates women. Like, it teaches the society to hate women and to not let them spend any time with children. And, like, that all kids have to, they have to, like, learn the knowledge of the area that they are in, like, the geographical knowledge. And it, like, shapes humanity in this fucked up way. But, like, I'm starting to understand what he meant by the knowledge. Right, because
no, Marcos,
don't just let me finish, dude. Let me get all through right. this. All right, I'm starting to understand what he meant by the knowledge, because, like, on my route, like, on my regular route, I'm only going to one selected part of streets, and then every now and then, whenever I have swings, I just go to, like, a little corner of a little spot of, like, the city that I'm in, right? But on Sundays, I deliver to the entire city. So, like, I get a much broader view of every city. And now I'm starting to understand where they loop and where they connect and how to get places faster, right? In ways that I didn't know how to do before. So, like, I used to use my GPS for everything. Or I used to use the scanner. It had turn by turn, so I would use that to, like, learn how to get the routes. I don't need that shit anymore.
Yeah, it's less efficient.
I have the knowledge, so, like, I know how to get there, and I know what times to get there, and what streets to take, and what streets not to take. And it's, like, it's starting to get to the point where, like, I can feel the traffic, right? Like, I don't know how to explain this in a way that makes any sense, but I can feel traffic now. Like, I can sit behind a car at a red light and know, should I make a right or a left? And I can feel whether or not where the traffic is going to take me, right? And, like,
honestly, when I used to drive that wasn't professional, but, like, when I had my scooters in Indianapolis, mm-hmm. I'd go all around the place. And after a while, I get what you mean. Like, you start to see the city as a machine, an entity, and the way it you get a sense for the city. Yeah, I love.
Yeah. Yeah, and also, I'm tired of my bitch wife, and she should let me see my kids.
She's not a true daughter of Xi Jinping. Yeah, you're going to have to kill her in the revolution.
Yeah.
Which you have to begin with a bold gesture.
Yeah.
Tie her and the mayor up together if they love each other so much.
Sorry, let me see my son.
I'm sorry, I hope you like the crock charms I sent you, Christine.
She loved them. She loved them, by the way. But no, I just, you understand, like, dude, I'm losing my mind. I'm thriving too hard, man. oh my fucking god! All right, we're at an hour 5. This got to be tight because I gotta get this out and then fucking get to bed and go back to work first thing in the morning. So. Shouts out to Fuzzy Nalgus, Grief, Hamwich, Jade, Justin Bennington, Kevin Villasane, Kiefer, Christopher Lynch, Malik Nunez, Roboy, Shmoo, Andrew Morgado, Benny, Brody, Brian H., Chris Wade, Daniel Freed, Fescatch, Fred Sharman, Gabriel, He Devil in France, Infestadeck, Jonathan Weber, Josh G., Luke Simasek, Patrick Goldman, Reese, Richard, Kochnar, Rianne, Sarah Zadig, Slithers, Spenny, Steven Savignano, Terrence Hudson, The Empty Set, The Limit. Wax Replica once again owns a bike and world's largest micro penis. Thanks for all the help, homies. Thanks for everything. I know that I've been late on episodes, and I know that I've been like teasing an album, and I know that I've been saying that I'm going to do a lot of stuff. I just got to get regular on my route. I just got to figure out how to like not be a psychopath about delivering the mail, and then I can get everything out and for the homies. So I appreciate the patience. Bye.
Goodbye.